Everyone, and welcome to the Enlightened Podcast. My name is Jennifer, and welcome to episode 7 of season 1, entitled Lonely Ghosts, which is a perfect title because the very human theme of this episode is loneliness, and practically every character in the show is lonely in this episode, and they all try to fix it in one way or another. So the episode starts off with Amy waking up from a nightmare, which displayed all her hidden anxieties and insecurities about work, her relationships, her fears, basically everything. And she calls Levi to talk about it because he was the center of her dream. That's who he was searching for the whole time. And this conversation she has with him and almost kind of feels like The Weeknd. It brings back feelings from the episode The Weeknd, and you can see them together, just like in that episode. You could see them together and it being okay, and you want it to be okay, and you still want them to be able to work something out. And so she goes over his house or his apartment, and she ends up falling asleep there, and then which causes her to be late for work. And she gets there right in the middle of a meeting, and I love how the first thing you hear is Dougie saying, I want all of our right hands to know what our left hand is doing. Like, that's such a Dougie thing to say. He's like, oh, and then he says, pretty simple and self-explanatory. I like that. That was a perfect thing to put in whenever she got there. That was funny. Just shows how unimportant those meetings are down in Cogentiva. And I love how when he's carrying on with the meeting, she goes up to that one guy, forget his name, and she's like, wow, I had a nightmare, and you were in it. Whoa. And he's like, okay. It's so funny because I do that. It's strange. It is strange when your dream memories kind of mesh with real life, and especially when you see that person in your dream for the first time, and you're like, was it a dream? Did that happen? It's kind of a deja vu thing, and you start questioning what is real. But anyway, so I found that amusing. So Dougie calls her into his office, and we learn that he got a promotion, and he's now a VP. And since he confronts her about being late all the time and not doing anything, and so he assigns her with all this extra work, like a whole pile of extra work, and she'll have to stay the weekend and everything. So now Amy goes to eat lunch with Tyler after a while, and she's like, I don't understand why he's being so mean and singling me out, and he's being rough on her, basically. And Tyler goes and makes a whole list of the reasons why Dougie would do that, like her being late and not doing much, and she's like, no, that's not it. I wonder what it is. And then, so because of this, Amy wants to get back. Well, not back, but Amy wants to get on Dougie's good side. She kind of never was. Tyler brings up the idea to set him up with somebody, and they have a little discussion about the theme, which is loneliness, and Tyler says everybody wants a girlfriend, and that's sad and cute in a way, and it hints back to Tyler not wanting to be alone, and which we'll get more into later, but that's the first big bring up of the theme. So Amy decides to hook up Dougie with Harper, the girl from the last episode, and I think she was in the baby shower one too. And so Amy goes to get information about Harper, and I don't even know, again, I don't know why Krista's even talking to Amy, because a few episodes back, she didn't even want to deal with her, she didn't want to talk to her, she didn't want to do anything. But now she's being nice and even giving her information about her friend, which I don't know. But Krista does give her the information, which was nice of her, and then kind of spins it back on Amy and says, and kind of wants to set her up with somebody, and she's like, she says, don't you want some love in your life? And Amy says, don't I have love in my life? Like, the way she says it is so good. That delivery was so good. And there could have been 100 ways to say that line, but the way she did it was perfect, and it kind of stopped the momentum of the episode, because until this point, it's been flowing, and you've kind of been on the same track, and it's been good, and then this shifted the mood. Like, the way she said it shifted the mood in a place that works so well with the monologue that comes into next, and that was such a good shift. of momentum. I love that. And then she goes into her monologue and says, "Is there any love for me anymore? Where would I find it?" Such a real human thought and fear for everyone. I mean, being alone is terrifying for me, with no one to care what you do, no one to celebrate with you, no one to cry with you. That's so scary and sad, and it could totally be a reality for some people, and it is a reality for some people. And that's so scary and such a good, poignant theme that this show is bringing up. I mean, last week was friendship, and we've just had so many good themes. And this one is so, it's such a human fear, I think. It's a fear for me. I mean, nobody wants to be lonely. Nobody wants to be alone. Like what Tyler says later, nobody wants to be alone, and no matter what. And we'll get to that later. So then, continuing with her monologue, she goes into relationship-based loneliness and says, "What happens when the thing that used to attract you now repels you? Where do I go from here?" I love how the episode basically stopped after that mood change and with Krista's question and entered the place of Amy's mind. Like, that's where we go. And I love that everything kind of stood still around her and all the events, and it just stopped on that question. And because of that delivery, it was like that delivery brought up a new thought and it explored into it. I love this technique of using monologues in the show because they don't have to just end a scene on a line or a reaction. They can go that one step further and elaborate a thought with something more than just a reaction. It's just like musicals, which I love. People sing when words can't express what they're saying anymore, and that's why musicals are so impactful, I think. They make you feel things that a TV show or movie or even a play can't do. And so that's what the show is. It has that one element that makes you feel something, goes one step further, explains something one step further than a normal show could. And I love that they chose to do monologues. It makes it different and so special. And an example, it was like the thought shift was so important here that they needed to pause the story for a few minutes to expand on it, like a musical would need to stop to do a song, and that's beautiful. I love that. So next we see Amy running to the elevator with Dougie in it, and we're back to reality and the actual story, and it shifted back, and the pause is over, play, we're back into the mission and the theme and the actual story. So she tells him about Harper and how she could talk to her and tell her about him and everything. And he tells her about the club they're going to go to celebrate his promotion and everything. And then so Amy goes and asks Harper and stuff. And I was really surprised that she okayed it. When I was watching this, I was expecting her. I'm thinking there's no way she's going to go. Or if she does, Amy will have to figure out some kind of clever something to trick her. I thought she was going to trick her or something, but she actually was like, "Yeah, I'll go." And I was like, "Huh, okay, that's surprising." I wasn't expecting that to work out. So next, Amy and Tyler are staying late to work on that giant stack of papers that she has, and she was saying how happy she was that she got placed near him, and he said the same, and which leads to a complete misunderstanding on his part. And an awkward kiss that makes him run to the exit. But you kind of feel bad. I mean, he just doesn't want to be alone. And you know that. And the whole build-up in this episode is leading to that final monologue in the car, which we'll get to. But I love this build-up to it. Then we have a very important scene with Amy and her mom. And really, Helen is the only character in the episode not trying to fix her loneliness. Like, she's okay with it. She said, "I don't mind being alone, the conversation's better." And meanwhile, everyone else, and Dougie doesn't want to be, once he's trying to get with Harper, and Tyler doesn't want to be alone, and Amy, of course, just wants to be around everybody all the time and has people care about her, her opinion, her causes. So, but her mom is the only one that's like, it's okay. So it's interesting because it's kind of up to the audience to decide who they side with. Are they okay with that? Were they fine with Helen? They're just like, yeah, it's fine. Or should she be caring? Should she be more interactive with people? It's totally up to interpretation, and that I find that very interesting. So right after that, we have a shot of Amy feeling lonely and texting Levi and actually asking if she can come over. So that's kind of reminiscent to the opening where he asked her, and now she's like just sitting there thinking, well, I don't want to see her myself and wonder if I can have some company. But then she decides not to send it, which is interesting, definitely, and very telling, I think, for her. Then we move to the club scene, and it actually looks just like Amy's dream from earlier, which is kind of funny, and I'm sure that was intended. But the first thing I thought of when I saw this was like, wow, this must have been so much fun to shoot. Like, everybody in the cast must have had a field day when they saw this, because this must have been so much fun to shoot. And every time I hear this song anywhere on the radio or anywhere, I just randomly laugh to myself. I mean, it has such new meaning for me now. So Dougie's being totally inappropriate, but Harper doesn't care. She likes him anyway. So another thing I was surprised by, I wasn't expecting that either. So they start dancing and everything, and Dougie's inappropriately grabbing Amy, and of course, this is all happening conveniently on a big screen right in front of Tyler. How convenient. And Amy basically tells Harper no, she's an idiot if she dates him and everything, and then leaves, and then she goes back to Tyler and to his car, and we have this great conversation. I love this conversation in the car. And Amy starts venting to Tyler about how she still kind of has feelings for Levi, but yet why do you need anyone at all? And she's having this inner battle about it. And she says to herself out loud, are you looking for something that's missing? Possibly in reference to going over Levi's house the night before and needing someone else to fill that void for you. And then she continues with, why does something always have to be missing? And that's such a great line, because what causes loneliness? The feeling of something missing, right? So if you solve that problem, does that eliminate loneliness altogether? I don't know. But that's an interesting question and thought that it brings up. And then Tyler says he's tired of being alone and you just have to feel for him. And Amy says something else very interesting, and she says, we're all alone in a way. And that's so scary, but it's so true, because at the end of the day, we only have ourselves. And that's such a scary thought for me. I mean, being alone is one of my greatest fears. I'm not meant to be alone all the time. I mean, alone time is good, but not all the time without anybody around to care or live with or anything. I mean, I need close people in my life personally. And this whole segment brought up so many sad and scary feelings. And then Tyler says how some are more alone than others. And that's so true and sad. And just, it hits me. That's just, it does. It hits me a lot. So then, lonely Amy goes to visit Levi. And she's trying to get that comfort again, you know, that familiarity. And then she learns that he has a girl coming over. And her attitude completely changes to, okay, maybe being alone is okay for now. Like we've previously seen, Amy tries to cling to comforts of the past and relive them in some way. But here she's reminded of the present and where Levi is now, and she's like, okay, this is okay, I will be okay. And I love her last monologue and how it sums up everything and how relatable it all is. It can really speak to everyone in some way, I think. She says, life is a bad dream sometimes. We all want comfort, a little love to get us through the long nights. And I love how it shows Dougie and Harper in that moment, because you know it won't last with them, and it's just to get them through that little spell of loneliness. And then she says, nobody wants to sleep alone, and it shows Tyler, which is what he was just saying, and that's the sadness side of it. He wants a long term, not like Dougie, who just wants one girl here, one girl there. And then she says, everyone's afraid of the dark. And I love how matter of fact it is, and how it humanizes everyone and puts everyone on the same level and to the same basic instincts. Then she goes on to say, but I will not be afraid. The light is always there. It is all around me. Nothing is missing, which is a reference to what she was saying to Tyler in the car about that being the cause of loneliness in the first place. So here, Amy conquered yet another very human flaw by overcoming it with hope and positivity. As we see in practically every episode, And this one specifically was, I think, was all about appreciating what you have and being happy with that and not longing for something that you think might be missing. And I guess that's kind of what a lot of them have hints of, that same underlying message. And while Amy had been doing that exact thing previously, she had a moment of weakness early in the episode, started by that dream, and then now she's back to how she was before. It's also interesting how whenever she set up Dougie, it was totally for her own personal gain, yet it all tied in with the theme in the episode so well. Because you have what we're used to, which is Amy doing things for herself, and then all the other events happening around with the theme, it all gets tied together so well. And that's what this show's specialty, that's what it does. That's what makes it stand out, I think. And one of the many reasons why I love it. It's so good at doing that. So, yep, and that was my discussion for episode number 7. I hope everybody enjoyed it. And thank you for listening. If you want to follow me on Twitter, you could do so at Jennifer_Lynn89. Follow this podcast at EnlightenCast. Or you can send an email to EnlightenPodcast@yahoo.com and visit our YouTube page. And we're also on iTunes if you want to download the podcast through there, or Podomatic, which I'm sure you got from somewhere if you're listening to it. So thank you so much for listening and downloading and supporting. I appreciate all of your tweets, your follows, your retweets. Thank you so much. So I will see you next week for episode 8 already. All right, bye.